As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 1059, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Monday. Going to be windy, very windy today. Yes. Nice and warm, though, but windy, yeah. Couldn't you tell when you came in this morning?
No.
It was pretty breezy when I came in, yeah. So we're going to have windy today. I think some rain by the weekend, but not too bad. Not too bad. No snow, nothing like that. It's going to be around 65 to 72.
Was dumb. The whole thing was dumb.
What do you mean?
It was just dumb.
We got like 5 inches.
It was just, it melted. It kept melting.
Yeah.
We didn't get any accumulation.
Yeah, we had about melted. 5. Wow. At my house.
Must have been colder.
Yeah, must have been.
Yeah.
But for the rest of the week, we do have some rain in the forecast, but we'll just let it go at that. All right, the big news this morning. A lot of people waking up to this. Jamie mentioned it a few minutes ago. We mentioned this early in the program. The Pope has died. Pope Francis dies 88? At 88. Yep, 88 years old. As you know, he was in the hospital for about 3 weeks, I think it was. He had pneumonia, then double pneumonia. They thought he was dead then. They thought it was over with, that he'd never get out of there. But he did. He made a big recovery. He got back out again, and it's only been about a week or so since he's been out. And then yesterday, he made all these appearances.
He was even in the Popemobile.
Yeah.
Like, he was, literally sitting in a car and waving at people. Yeah. It's insane. But I'm telling you, it's like an Easter miracle. It's kind of amazing. If you think about it, really, like, he did everything that he was required to do for all the crowds. They all got to see him one last time in this grandiose moment, right? It's Easter. I mean, what a way to go out.
There was something very divine about it.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was, but when you saw this morning, or when you're hearing this morning that the Pope has died, after seeing all that yesterday, it's like, wow, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's just ironic in how everything lined up for him.
Well,
you know?
I'm glad I got to see all the people,
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Thousands of people.
Pope Francis has died. The 88-year-old pontiff passed away just hours after he surprised many by addressing the Easter Sunday crowd at St. Peter's, even riding through the square in his famous Popemobile. He also held a meeting at the Vatican with Vice President J.D. Vance.
Yeah, that's why this news, despite the Pope's age, despite his recent health struggles, really caught a lot of folks by surprise. He appeared to be on the road to recovery after suffering double pneumonia that led to a 38-day hospital stay.
Yeah, it was surprising.
Yeah,
it was.
I actually have the official statement. If you went, yeah.
You have audio?
Yeah, I have audio.
Really?
It's the official statement.
Okay, well, let me check this out.
Carissimi fratelli e sorelle, con profondo dolore devo annunciare la morte del nostro santo padre Francesco.
You can even hear him fall right there. That one. That is official.
Capisce?
È tornato alla casa del padre. La sua vita tutta intera è stata dedicata al servizio del Signore e della sua chiesa. Ci ha insegnato a vivere i valori del Vangelo con fedeltà, coraggio e amore universale.
Man.
That's amore.
In modo particolare.
I wish I could speak the Italian language.
Yeah, it's a pretty
That's
language.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah. I told you one time I was in Italy and I got to say capisce in the
no
right
kidding?
Moment.
Really?
Yeah, the guy asked us where we wanted to go, me and my boyfriend, and we were like, here, and we were showing him on the pamphlet yeah. where we wanted to go, and I go, capisce?
Capisce.
Oh, I was so happy.
It is cool, though. When you're in a foreign country, you get
yeah.
a word right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Gelato.
Yeah. And if I knew Italian really fluently and stuff, I think I'd eat pizza more.
Yeah.
And I think I'd go to like old Chicago more.
Probably.
Just to order pizza,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, except for I'm
I
not sure
so.
That that's authentic
yeah,
like
Italian.
You know what I mean. You know what I mean.
I mean, that's old Chicago, right. like Chicago style pizza.
I got some Pope facts for you if
oh,
you'd
okay.
like.
I love
okay?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Since the Pope has
trivia.
Passed away, we
Is
wish
it Pope
him-
trivia?
It's not really trivia. It's more.
Can you ask it? In
it's
a trivia
more
way?
Details. Just yeah, I can
okay,
ask
okay,
it.
Okay. I love trivia.
Oh, you want a trivia?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go that route.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
a good idea. All right. All right. How many days will it be before they actually start to looking at who they're going to choose for the next one? For the next poll?
10.
How many days? 10.
I'm going to go 30.
14.
15's the number.
You're the
wow. I got it.
Yeah.
Dude,
wow,
good job. You must go to church. All right, here we go. All right.
He doesn't believe in God.
How do they officially declare Pope Francis dead?
With smoke.
Yeah.
Death certificate.
Carson is the closest.
Really?
The Vatican Chamberlain, his name is Kevin Farrell, Cardinal Kevin, will go
That's
into
not
the
Italian.
Cardinal Kevin will go into his residence today at his bedside, say his name three times, and he won't answer three times, and he's officially dead.
He has to answer three. What if he gives him two?
What, no, what if he answers on the third?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Well, that's breaking
this
news.
This seems a little morbid.
The Vatican Chamberlain will certify officially that Francis is dead by calling his name three
Francis!
Times.
Francis!
At his bedside.
Francis!
Yep, no, he's dead.
Oh, all right. Once he's prepared, they put on the white robe, the red hat, you know, the coffin, everything. How long will he lie in state at the Vatican?
After he's stuffed and stuff?
After he's all prepped up.
Yep. Oh, boy. I'm going to say, that's a lot of people that want to see him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, people are going to travel all over
Jamie,
the world.
Yeah.
Jamie, you're struggling. This Pope trivia is great. Jamie's struggling. I've never seen her like this. Oh, let's see.
Well, I want to say 30 days, but that's a long time
yeah,
for a body
a
to be
time.
Out there.
You almost have that reaction like you're playing a slot machine.
Yeah. I was like, what's the right
Come on, hit.
I'm going to go ahead and say, that's a long time. Ew. 30 days.
Oof. Oh, you're going 30?
I don't know.
30
I'm
days.
Going 10.
I was
going
to go 10, too.
10, yeah. 10, 30.
Yeah.
3.
3 days?
3 days.
That's
really?
It?
Really?
Mm-hmm. He will be in the St. Peter's Basilica. He will be there lying in state for 3 days. That's it.
Wow.
The
I
funeral,
was way off.
According to, documentation, the funeral has to take place within blank amount of days.
4.
Has to.
4.
2.
It's code.
Yeah, but
look,
his body's gonna be
he's
out
lying
there.
In state for 3.
Yeah.
Your math
2
is bad.
Days.
Wait,
just
no,
sticking with it.
It'd be 2 days after his death.
That's 5. Jamie guessed 5.
That's 5 then. Yeah. Yeah.
She guessed 5.
I said
five.
4. I guess 4.
You said 4?
Yeah. I said 4.
I'm going to go 6.
6 is the answer.
Oh, wow. Nice.
6 is the answer.
Two.
You were forced into that one. All right. He's been making money since 2013. They do pay the Pope, you know, although he doesn't need it. He's got all the, you know, he's got his house. He's got food. He's got everything he needs, medical, whatever. How much money a month does a Pope make?
Oh, boy.
Is this in dollars or is
dollars.
It in? Okay.
We're going to go with dollars. And it's an estimate. Hell, I don't know.
$10,000.
$10,000
a month.
A month.
I'm going to go with three.
$3,000 a
yeah.
month.
I'm going to go with five.
5,000,
24,000.
What?
Wow.
The Pope rakes in $24,000 a month.
And he has no expenses.
No taxes. It's a church, okay?
Ooh.
No taxes, nothing. It
That's
goes straight
wild.
Into a trust. Yeah. What is his current net worth?
Oh,
$24,000. And this is an estimate, by the way.
$2.3 million.
I don't know why I did that.
I'm going to go 10 million.
I'm
going to
go with 5.
5 million. 15 million.
Oh
my God. All
right. And did you know, this is not a trivia question. This is not a trivial question.
Yeah.
90% of all popes in history, 90% give every dime right back to the church.
Well, makes
in
sense.
Their will.
Yeah. Well, they don't have kids.
They can do family members, though.
Oh, they can.
They're allowed to do family members. Uh-huh. He could do his, I guess his mom's dad. Dad's probably, dead.
Do like your niece.
His brother's probably
nephew.
Dead.
Huh? Could do like a niece or nephew.
Yeah, guess so.
They never
leave
anything for nieces and nephews.
Yeah. Man, that was fun.
That was fun. Pope trivia.
I do too. Pope trivia is a home run.
You know what? We should take this to a bar night.
Didn't you learn a lot, though?
We did.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty cool, right?
Knowledge.
Yeah. You're welcome.
BJ and Jamie. La 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 la. Chicken. Steve's lava chicken. Yeah, Steve is hell.
Man, I have one of the saddest stories for you, Jamie.
All right, hang on a second. Wait, hang on. This is a happy song.
Lava, lava.
Why would you play this happy song and then tell me that you have a sad story?
Well, because it's so associated.
Oh, what?
It's associated with
what
the story.
Jack Black?
No. This includes, it's about Spadil. Spadil.
Oh, okay.
You know, Spadil broke up with his girlfriend not too long ago.
Well, I don't think that's how it went.
Well, no. Yeah. Well... Okay, well, they're not seeing each other. Let's go.
She broke up with him. Mm-hmm.
She broke up. Oh, that's right. Yeah. All right, she broke up with Spadil.
Right.
Then he came in this morning, and he was happy, then sad.
He was happy, then sad.
Oh. He got to go see Minecraft over the weekend.
Oh, good.
But he went to the movie alone.
Oh. Oof. Oof.
Yeah. Oof. I just really wanted to go see it, though.
What about all your pretend friends?
Pretend friends?
Yeah, what about your teammates?
Yeah, you know how we say something and you have a friend?
Yeah, the pretend friends.
They're real
you
friends.
You know, like Timmy.
No, they're all real.
Yeah.
Timmy, the guy that he's a Roto-Rooter or something.
I mean, there's a Brad.
There's the guy that buys suits in Korea.
Yeah,
Rusty.
That guy.
Yeah.
Rusty.
Yeah, Thailand.
Yeah, Thailand. Yeah. Rusty.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about all your friends? Are they out of the country?
Yeah. he was buying more suits.
He went to the movie by himself. I don't think I've ever gone to a movie by myself.
I haven't either. But no. I'll eat by myself. I don't have any
problem. Yeah, I'll go to a restaurant
by myself. Yeah, I eat lunch all the time by myself. It doesn't bother me at all.
And it was at Alamo Draft House, so I got like all the food and stuff coming to me, and I was just hanging out having a good time.
If you enjoyed it, who cares?
Yeah.
Right? What?
I don't think he enjoyed it.
What? Why?
Just by the way he told me this morning.
Oh.
I told you. He came in. He said, I went to the movies over the weekend.
Oh.
Yeah. I had to go by myself.
Oof.
That's how he said it.
Got
so
it.
I'm just saying that I don't think it was like, woo, let's go celebrate alone.
Do men go to the movies by themselves?
I don't think so.
I mean, maybe they don't think so.
Draft House, I mean, you know your server was like, hey, are you expecting someone? And you had to say, no.
Well, I went there because it's 18 and under. Like, if you have to be accompanied by an adult, so then I didn't have to deal with the chicken jockey thing.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I like that.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you said the movie.
Although, I will go. Sorry. Going back to what Carson said, it is sometimes it makes me crazy when I go into a restaurant and they're like, oh, only one? Yeah, just one.
Yeah. Stop judging me. I'm hungry.
It's almost like they're saying, what's the problem with you?
Yeah, exactly.
Why does nobody want to go to dinner with you?
I know,
what's up?
I'm like, it's 11 a.m. A lot of people don't want to go to lunch at 11 a.m.
By the way, he says the movie is excellent.
Was it?
Yeah, I liked it a lot. But there's a lot of like Minecraft jokes in it that if you don't play the game, I don't think you're going to get it. But it did have like a good overarching story that was still funny. Jason Momoa's character's good. It was a good movie.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, good for you. I'm glad you went. And you know what? At least he's not sitting at home like just moping around. He went out and did something. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you enjoyed it.
He's living life.
I've never been to that Alamo.
It's cool.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like 5 minutes from you.
Well, it's not one that I think you take a kid to, is it?
No. Well, you can, but it's 18 and under. They have to be accompanied by an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah. You take them there. I've taken my son there.
And they get snacks.
And they love it.
Yeah.
They absolutely love it.
Yeah, I don't know. I just never have been.
Because they get a menu and they have like all the, I mean, my kid ate pizza.
It's way better than just having like Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah, and you don't have to run back to get concessions. They just bring them to you. You're chilling.
I hear it's phenomenal. It is. Don't get me wrong. I just never have been. That's all.
Yeah, it's literally right by your house.
All right, I've got a phone call here that a guy makes to get out of work, okay? I got to play this for you, Jimmy, because it is absolutely brilliant, okay?
Does it sound like you when your back hurt?
Well, funny you should say that. Funny you should say that, because I'm going to start using this. This is a great idea.
All right.
And I encourage anybody to use this. This guy, and you might have already seen the video. It's been circulating. The guy calls out of work because he's in the hospital. He went to the hospital the night before, can't come into work that next day, blah, blah, blah. He uses the microwave tones to simulate a beep in the hospital.
Oh, so he's just pushing the number two or whatever. Wow.
Over and over again. Like they're monitoring him, you know?
Yeah.
Checking his condition, pulling his blood. Here you go.
Hello? Yeah, boss man, I can't come to work today, boss man. I'm in the hospital right now. They got to run all kind of tests on me. I don't know what kind of test, but you know, they say they got to do blood work, the glucose, and got to check for my sugar and all of that. So, yeah, I'm not going to be able to come in to work. Just like I said, you know, it's going to be a day-to-day thing, you know. So don't be looking for me today. And if the test that they were running right now come back negative, then don't be looking for me tomorrow, too. Matter of fact, I might just take out FMLA. I might just do that if, you know, everything don't come back looking, you know, too good. So, you know, you're going to have to replace me today, you know. Hey, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
All right. That is brilliant. Dumb.
That is brilliant. That is brilliant. Brilliant. Now, I'm going to start using this.
Okay.
Listen.
All right.
Yo, guys, I'm trying to get there, but it ain't going to happen. Oh, my back. Which I told Mike about yesterday. Very.
I get the
walking thing up.
I got it.
That's funny. I don't care who you are. That is funny, funny, funny. thank you, Spadil. Nice work on that.
That was very good.
Yeah.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Ooh, hey, Schmidl, you have lots of support about going to a movie by yourself. I'll go to the movies by myself all the time. Why should I miss something I want to see just because my wife doesn't want to go?
Yeah, exactly.
There's nothing wrong with going to see a movie by yourself. There's nothing wrong with going to the theater by yourself. Honestly, I don't see the big deal about going to the movie by yourself. You're all sitting in the dark anyway. LOL.
Yeah, it's not like you're talking to the person next to you, really.
And anyway, there's just thousands and thousands of people just saying that they all go to the movies by themselves. So you're okay, Schmidl.
Yeah. I went and saw that, and I've also seen, I saw Joker when that came out by myself.
You're fine.
Yeah.
By golly. See, it's better than just sitting there. Just,
it is.
You know, twiddling your thumbs.
Yeah.
Yep.
Go live your life. Okay, I'm not going to give away a spoiler alert, but I'm going to tell you. Talk about like being in the dark and not knowing what anybody was talking about over the weekend on the internet. The Last of Us.
Was big yesterday.
Right? It was everywhere. And I have no idea what Last of Us is.
It's a zombie show. It started out as a video game on the PlayStation, and then HBO adapted it into a TV show. It's on its second season. The second episode of the second season just dropped yesterday.
Okay, I won't give away what happened, but something really crazy happened, and everybody was talking about it, and I was like, I don't even know what this is about.
It's about zombies?
Sort of. It's these mushrooms kind of like take over people, right? And there's like an actual spore that can take over like bugs and stuff, and then it evolves to take over humans, and then they're basically zombies, yeah.
God, it sounds great.
It's actually a really good show. Yeah.
Mushrooms, spores, and zombies.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
I can't remember the name of the actual spore, but it's like it literally can take over insects' brains and then like control them and make them into these like bug zombies, and then it evolves to take over humans, so they're like they're fungus zombies. It's the easiest way to describe
fungus
it.
Fungus zombies?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I think we sold it well. Go watch it, everybody.
It's really good, I swear.
Go watch it.
Fungi.
I feel like it's better if you're on drugs.
Yeah.
We talked about it when there's an episode where these two like gay dudes live out in the woods together, and I was like, it's a beautiful episode, and then you guys were like, what are you talking about? And then everyone knew what we were talking or what I was talking about because they had seen it, but you guys didn't see the show. It happened like, I don't know, a year and a half ago.
It's compelling for me to remember that moment.
It was it's a really good episode.
A year and a half ago.
Uh-huh.
Two gay guys in the woods.
Yeah. Yeah.
You said it was beautiful.
It's a beautiful love story. It really is. Yeah. Beautiful. Uh-huh.
Are you thinking about maybe switching teams?
No.
I mean, you haven't had any luck, you know, heterosexual-wise.
So, so you went to the movies by yourself, huh?
I did, yeah.
It's all making sense.
Yeah, was it single guy night?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all making sense now.
I mean, I wouldn't care if you went the other way at all. I'd support it. It would be beautiful.
Dude, if I could, it would make life so much easier, but that's just not what I'm into. Oh, okay. So,
yeah. You think you'd be a plug or an outlet?
He's
going
to answer. Let's go.
I'm going to skip over that. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Yeah. I think we know the answer. Yeah.
You said it right there.
Dude, I can't look at you the same. I will not ever go into the restroom when you're in there. Ever again. I'm done. I did it.
Yeah.
Today was defining.
It was. It really was.
Defining moment.
All right. Now that's good to know.
Last of Us. Great show.
Good show. Good, really good show. All right. Speaking of which, Jelly Roll pooped his pants.
That was a great segue.
Now, sorry. I don't know why that went. Sorry.
The only thing
sorry.
I can do is picture Jelly Roll.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I know. Right? Yeah. Here it is. He was on a talk show. I forgot the name of the talk show, but they asked him, what's the most embarrassing thing that ever happened?
What's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you while performing?
I pooped myself one time.
All right.
I did. I'm sorry. Listen, it was what they call a I didn't know. I was confident it was all there. It was not.
Well, they say never trust one.
I'm so
one.
Sorry. Never I watched this crowd go from loving me to just being completely out. Just completely out. I blew it.
Yeah. Nobody wants to think about that, Jelly Roll. Nobody. And then Logan Webb, he's a San Francisco Giants star. He was in the locker room, and he was being interviewed.
Bumgarner, Mexico, and Juan Marshall. For at least four outings.
Hear it? It was a fart.
I'm sorry. At least four outings with 10 strikeouts and no walks. Yeah. What does it mean to be in that list with those guys? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guys. Farts are always funny. I'm not going to lie.
Is this all we have today?
It's all Spadil gave me.
Everything's out there is about the Pope.
Yeah.
He died, you know.
Yeah, he died. It's he very did. Sad. Yeah.
I have the official statement. I have the official Pope statement.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
Yeah, I have the official statement if you want to play a little bit of it.
Oh, okay.
Kind of sad.
Carissimi fratelli e sorelle, con profondo dolore, devo annunciare la morte del nostro santo padre Francesco. Alle ore 7:35 di questa mattina, il vescovo di Roma, Francesco, è tornato alla casa del padre. La sua vita tutta intera.
I don't know what it means.
Cinque.
I don't know.
I bet that means 88.
Oh, it might. I don't know. I don't know.
Cinque.
Sad, though.
It is a sad day. But
he had a big day yesterday.
He did have a big day. It was amazing.
That's
it was
a good going away party for him.
It is. It's like
Easter?
A miracle. Yeah, it was amazing. He was in front of thousands and thousands of people. I mean, way to go out, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not even trying to be funny.
No,
I
know you're not. I think it was all just, it just kind of lined up like the stars, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It was perfect.
I'm still wondering if anybody has played Royal Kingdom. I'd like to hear.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. MIDI can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hear from you if you want to text us. What's our text number?
303-222-5423.
Thank you. Yeah, if you want to text us about Royal Kingdom, it's this new app, and everybody's, not everybody's playing it. They got big names that are talking about it, huge names.
The endorsements, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah, they're all doing these commercials. It was just wall to wall.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, it was wall to wall.
I didn't watch any TV over the weekend, though. So,
by the way, I heard your new Xfinity commercial.
Yeah.
Do you say boobs in that?
No, I don't think so. Do I say
boobs?
I'm pretty sure you said boobs.
Like boobies.
Yeah, boobies. Yeah, you said boobies.
It says booming.
Booming. No, you say boobies.
It's like streaming. Booby. Gaming. Booby.
Boobies.
Yep.
I'll change it.
Okay, because it really does sound like
streaming.
Boobies.
But no, ask him if we can put in zooming.
Zooming? Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't sound just like boobies.
Yeah, because you are totally saying boobies.
I never thought of that.
You really are. I don't know who came up with this, but I don't believe it at all. Somebody, this is dumb. This is not even true. Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian are reportedly in contention for the lead role in the upcoming remake of The Bodyguard. No way.
Well, I heard that it's Taylor Swift, but it was Kim Kardashian as a body double.
What?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
A body double.
For the movie. That she would be a body double in certain scenes.
Shut up, Taylor.
I swear. It was over the weekend. Yeah, yeah.
What are you talking about?
They say something about talks broke down with a body double role for Kim Kardashian.
Oh, come on. That is ridiculous. You can't have a stick that is Taylor Swift and then have the love scenes with that big ass.
But no. Can you look into it?
I think you were duped.
No. I might have been duped.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that. The internet gets me every single day. What are you talking about?
Yeah. You know there was an eagle picked up a baby.
But that's what the article said.
Okay. Yeah,
body double.
I don't see anything about a body double.
Even your own logic has got to tell you that can't be right.
I thought the same thing when I saw it. I thought, how's that work out?
It doesn't.
Yeah, this says that they're just fighting over the role is what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway. And don't forget, they've been at a fight since 2016. Remember when that whole thing went down? And then Kim lied about Taylor. And
Wait a minute. Can Kim Kardashian even sing?
No.
How's she going to do body
There's
double?
No way.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, yeah, bodyguard. How's she going to do it? She doesn't even sing. I can understand if it were, you know, Taylor Swift taking on Ariana or someone.
Ariana.
Or the other one, too. I mean, there's so many people that could play that role.
It really is. I can't believe you.
Why don't they put
that?
Lizzo in there?
There you go. Now
let her sing it.
Yeah, well, you need two bodyguards. And that wouldn't be as great of a show.
Well...
I don't even know what's happening, you guys. I'm just thrown off with the fact that BJ thinks that Taylor Swift's going to play the lead role and Kim Kardashian's going to be a body double.
I thought that. I said I saw that over the weekend.
And believed it. Yeah.
Well, I didn't believe it. I shook my head going, wow, that's interesting.
How'd you go?
Wow, that's interesting. But then I went on with life.
Did you grab your chin like that?
Yeah. I went, holy hell. That is very interesting.
All right.
Oh, wait, what was that? I found a clip of her singing.
Who?
Oh.
Kim Kardashian.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Been an awful good girl, Santa baby.
All right, that's
good. Oh, God. All right, I'm done. There you go, Tabla Trash.
BJ and Jamie.
It's the only tune they do that Rusty does lead vocals on.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know that.
Hits.
A lot of people don't know that. Jonas Brothers, BJ, Jamie Morning Show from the beautiful Belco Studios on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free. Put it on your phone. Take us anywhere. Anything you miss on the show, anything, you can get it on the Odyssey app after 10 o'clock this morning. A big sports weekend around here. Man, Nuggets in the playoffs, Abs in the playoffs, game one Saturday for both, and they both win.
Yeah, I saw that.
I didn't get to see any of it.
No, I mean, I didn't watch it. I saw it on the internet.
Oh, you saw they won.
I didn't watch it.
Nuggets winning overtime. They were getting pounced on.
Oh, they were?
Yeah, they were taking it in the shorts, man.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then they came back, took it to overtime, and won the game.
Man, that poor coach.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't need a coach.
Malone.
Yeah, Michael.
You know he was like... Come on, guys, just lose.
He was hoping for a sweep. We would get swept.
Yeah.
But we won.
I know it just doesn't make you look good.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Yeah. That's a tough one.
Yeah. Oh, well. And then what happened with the Avalanche?
The Avalanche smoked them, right, Carson?
Dominated 5-1.
I heard some gossip I'll share with you.
Okay.
And somebody can deny it or whatever. So apparently there's this birthday party going on. And everybody was having fun, and then all of a sudden the Avs came on, and the whole birthday party was told to shh.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
And the birthday girl was sent to her room.
Yeah, well, I didn't hear that part, but I did hear, in fact, that it was so like lame that somebody, not saying who, shushed everybody and told everybody, "You guys, seriously," and made everybody watch the game.
Look, I can be a little bit obnoxious, but about I wouldn't sports. Be that big a jerk.
Well, especially inviting everybody over and then shutting
like
them
that
down.
At all. No, I wouldn't, Jamie.
Listen, I don't know who that jerk was, but I think it was just a crazy day. And, you know, it was about everyone else. And all he wanted to do, I feel like, was just have this one moment to focus on what he, like, you had your moment. This is my moment now. We're in my time.
You know, jerk might not be the right word. A-hole might be better.
A-hole. Yeah. Reminds me of that song, A-hole.
A-hole.
Yeah.
So how that was the party? What did you do when the game came on?
Well, I know what he did. I heard.
You told everybody to shut the hell up?
Well, it was the after party, right? So the party was during the day, we get to the game at night. And, you know, a whole bunch of people from the party wanted to come over. I was like, oh, yeah, come on over. I mean, what's 15, 20 people in my house? That's all good. We already have 11 staying with me.
Yeah.
So we did that, and I was like, of course. And I worked all day. I cleaned after we got home because my house is a disaster. I'm not even going to lie. There's crap everywhere. I woke up, the Roomba literally got stuck, pulled in one of the balloon cords into it this morning. And I just walked by, and I was like, you know what? No, I'm not dealing with this morning. No, I'm not going to do it. So that's what kind of conditioned my house is. So I cleaned the best I could because I knew we were having more people over, and all I wanted to do was watch the game.
Just quietly.
Yeah.
That's
I get
how
that,
BJ
though.
Is. Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. I want nobody around.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even want people around and having to ask them to be quiet because they never are.
Right.
They're always talking. Well, it's always a distraction.
And especially if it's an after party because they've had cocktails all day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so they're all...
Well, and the kids are all hopped up on sugar. I mean, little Debbie was screaming like, go, 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 go! And I was like, we watched it 17 times. Okay? I know the plot. I just want to see a hockey game.
Oh, Coco is a movie?
Oh, yeah.
She wants to watch it. Yeah, well, you have to go with Coco.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a good dad, right?
No, but she got the iPad. I got the big
Yeah, you just have to make sure you got about three TVs in there.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what you do.
Yeah, right
then
there.
Separate everybody. All right, they both play again tonight.
All right.
Yeah, they're both on tonight. You've got the Nuggets here in town, Ball Arena. Take it on the Clippers.
Is that 8 o'clock?
No. Yeah, Clippers,
yep,
right?
8 o'clock.
Clippers, and then Dallas is where the Elves will be playing.
7:30.
Yep. All right, there you go.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.